Hi, this is Sean Taylor and you're listening to The Raven and Blues.
When I walked through the front door, I swear I heard the back door slam. I got a sneaky suspicion you got another man. You done me wrong, our love is dead and gone, but as far as I can tell, said you was visiting your sister on the south side of town, but your sister called this morning, said you never came around. Yes, you're doing me wrong, our love is dead and gone, but as far as I can tell, the blues I've been hurting this way for so damn long. Misery and pain still coming on strong. As long as I'm breathing and my heart's still beating, I got my story to tell. I know the blues is alive and well. Yes, it is. Blues. Good morning, Mr. Blues.
So if I read that correctly, his wife is playing around, which means the blues is alive and well. Here in the UK, the UK Blues Federation, and in Europe, the European Blues Union, are keep trying to keep the blues alive and well. Whose wife should we be playing around with? I don't know how it works out. Hello, how are you doing? It's the Raven of the Blues. My name is Dave Raven. Autumnly type day with the trees shedding leaves and all that kind of stuff. But in weather terms, it is as nothing at all compared with what the panhandle of Florida has been suffering. And also some of the storms here in the UK as well. And of course, in places where you don't expect them any time of year, never mind this time of year, in places like Malaga in Spain, where I know I have quite a few listeners, and they've had massive, massive floods. Either way, let's leave the weather to one side and have an hour of really lovely blues. Most of it new, at least this year anyway. Now, this one's just been released about a month ago. It's Sari Shaw. It's her second album. Her first one was with Mike Vernon, and it was kind of much more blues-oriented than this one. This is far more rocky. It's called Never Say Never, the album. Here's Sari Shaw with her band, and Turn the Radio On.
You will hear this heart. turn it on.
Sort of track you should have playing in your open top sports cars. You drive down Route 1 somewhere near Cape Hatteras, Route 1A, I suppose it would be. And it to me, it sounds very much like Heart. But Sari Shaw, her new album, and Never Say Never, the album, and Turn the Radio On. Lovely stuff. Okay, as I say, it's a bit more rocky than her previous album, but so listen to it before you buy. This next one, you know, you often hear me say, if you like that, you'll like the rest of the album. I can't honestly say that about this one because it's a nice album, but it's so varied. And you might find you love some bits, but not others. Doyle Bramall II has got a new album out. It's called Shades. And it is an album of mixed parts, really. I kind of like it. Haven't given it enough time yet. Probably I'm on the second, third listen. And I reckon one more listen will decide me either way. Here he is. Anyway, for the first time, from Shades, Doyle Bramall II, and Going, Going, Gone.
I've just reached a place where the will I don't bend. There's not much more to be said. Top of the end now. I'm going. Well, I'm going. I'm gone. I'm closing the book on the pages and the text.
Oh,
Bill Bramall II, Shades is the album, and in case you're thinking, there's a lot of sounds on that, a lot of people, you're right. Featuring also Incomplete, the complete Tedeschi Trucks band. So Derek Trucks on extra guitar there, and then also Susan Tedeschi on vocals, backing vocals at the end. Lovely stuff. Going on, and that's the new album. But as I say, listen to it carefully. You might love it all, you might love only parts of it. That's the way life goes. Let's go back to the beginning of the year, came out in January, Rough Cut, the album from Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager. And because January was kind of a busy time for albums, it got pushed further and further down. And I think I discovered it again about May time and thought, I should be playing more of this. And I've done it again this week. So from the album from January, Hell in a Handbasket.
Been told by some for all the sins I've done, any chance of seeing heaven, they say it next to none. I suppose that's true if you take in consideration everything I've done. I never did in moderation. I took responsibility, I made amends with discretion. They still call me a bad boy who will never learn his lesson. So when I'm dead and gone, don't bury me in a casket. I'm going to hell in a handbasket. That's right. Well, it's up every morning with the same old routine. A strong cup of coffee, I got the news on TV. There's a war going on. It's another revolution. Everyone's got opinions. No one's got solutions. Yesterday's history is just a day repeated. It's the same old bowl of soup that's been reheated. So if the past is a prediction of a future so fantastic, then we're all going to hell in a handbasket. That's right. Yeah. Check this out right here. Is no concern to you, but I believe you're mistaken, and I think you know it too. Cause if you wanna get to heaven like most of mankind do, then you better get to confession, cause it's long overdue. You better tell the truth and give your soul close inspection. You might end up going in the wrong direction, cause when St. Peter takes his guest list for heaven's gate to pass it, he's gonna say, hold on, let's see if you're in this, your names. No. I'm sorry, it looks to me like you're going to hell in a handbasket. Bye. Ain't that a pity? Ain't that a crying shame? Hell in a handbasket. Going down. You're going down. Here we go.
Here we go. Isn't that truly gorgeous? Curtis Delgado, Alan Hager together, the album Rough Cut from the early part of the year. And I'm going to hell in a handbasket. Don't worry, Peter, I've ordered one for you as well, so we have matching ones when we get there. Okay, out this week and long awaited is the new 2-CD set from Eric Bibb. The album is called Global Griot, and here, making the first track from it, really, that I've been able to play, it's called Grateful.
An earth angel, she's my faithful friend. Wouldn't want to change her in any way. She's the light of heaven when she smiles at me. I'm praying that it never fades away. She's my honey when I'm hungry. She's my water when I'm dry. Grateful is my middle name, and she's the reason why. When we're out walking, I wanna hold her hand. When we get to talking, she helps me understand. Ooh, the way she's feeling and why she feels that way. We never have to worry about the games people play. She's my honey when I'm hungry. Ooh, she's my water when I'm dry. Grateful is my middle name, and she's the reason why. Na 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 na. I reckon I'm a good man, despite my faults. Have this woman so devoted to me. I just can't imagine what my life would be without her by my side. She's my destiny. She's my honey when I'm hungry. She's my water when I'm dry. Grateful is my middle name. Grateful is my middle name, and she's the reason why.
Brand new, the album out this weekend, and Eric Bibb, Global Griot, 2-CD set, and isn't that lovely? That's called Grateful. Grateful is my middle name, and I know the reason why.
Good old where the pavement ends. That's a long, lonely ride down Morgan's Island Road to that old humble house that we call home. My oh my, how the years roll by. I just hang my head and cry. I just heard the news today. Old Pat West had passed away. Oh my, how the years just roll on by. Oh my, oh my, I just hang my head and cry. Oh my, oh my, how the years just roll on by.
Lovely stuff. Eric Lindell from the album from the summer of this year, Revolution in Your Heart. And now is a track called Pat West. Here's an album which, I don't know whether I should be playing it or not anyway. I've loved Tony Joe White from the 60s onwards, really. And he's had some odd albums, but I've gone along with them. And his new one is not odd in any way. But sadly, Tony Joe's voice is not what it was. And I whisper that. Which is kind of sad in a way. And I know when he was here on the boat, oh, what, 13 years ago? 12 years ago? And in the interview, he implied that money wasn't tight because he had written so many songs which had been covered by so many other people. He called Rainy Night in Georgia his pension fund because it kept on giving. And so therefore, in a sense, he doesn't need to make albums, but it's a little bit like me doing radio shows. You know, you just get it gets into the blood. You want to do them. Tony Joe White, the album Bad Mouthin', and here he is with his cover of Big Boss Man.
Roll. Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? While your hands are big, you just talk. Got me a working boss man, working round the clock. One little drink of water, but you won't let me stop. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Are you answering me? You just talk, that's all. Can't you hear me when I call? ain't so big. You just tall, that's all.
In the background, so therefore I guess it was recorded live, but it's difficult to say really. But there was a little bit of very quiet applause there. Tony Joe White from Bad Mau then released about a month ago, and Big Boss Man, Jimmy Reed original. Okay, now here's a guy who I thought had given up the business, to be honest, but it could be I wasn't paying attention. But he's been around since the 60s thereabouts, I guess, no, 70s. Played with Stevie Ray Vaughan and many others at that time. Out of Canada, his name is Colin James, but he has been quiet, I think, on the album front for a few years. His brand new album is called Miles to Go, and here is Ooh Baby Hold Me. Thank you. Get the apologies and corrections in early on. Whilst that was playing, I did a quick Google, as you do, and looked at Wikipedia, and Colin James has been releasing albums on a fairly regular, once every couple of years basis since he started back in 86. And it's therefore me, or perhaps the Canadian record companies haven't been pushing them outside of Canada and the USA, but either way, that's his brand new one, Miles to Go, Colin James and Baby Hold Me. And he's from Saskatchewan in Canada, and here's a guy from the UK, Ben Poole. His new album is absolutely fabulous. Anytime You Need Me and Start the Car.
Well, I'm tired of the pressure, so tired of the pace. Just wanna grab you, baby, and get out of this place. I got no chance of making it, working downtown. Just walking slow and talking low.
Oh,
Ben Poole, one of the nicest albums, not that, what a silly word, Raven. One of the best albums I've listened to in 2018. He's definitely in the top 10. Ben Poole and the album Anytime You Need Me and Start the Car. Here's an album which has been long awaited in a sense. Once we heard they were going to put an album together, it was kind of interesting to see exactly how it would turn up, which of the influences of Troy Redfern, Mike Ross and Jack J. Hutchinson would come through. As it's turned out, it's been very evenly come through, actually. The album is a mix of their three skills and talents in both writing and guitar playing, and whereas it could have been overcome by all those skills, it's worked out remarkably well. So from the album Mahogany Drift, RHR, the initials of the band, and this is called Drift. So it fades away. Very strange. It fades in and fades out, and it's remarkably short as well. That's Drift from RHR, Redfern, Hutchinson and Ross, and taken from their new album, Mahogany Drift. Okay, here's Cat Dancer. Her new album is called Going Gone. We've already featured, I think it's two tracks from it so far. Here's the third. Hell Up, Baby.
All over town, the folks told me that you ain't around. Say you're wearing your meanest and maddest shoes. I said, hold up, baby, I ain't over you. Pulled out my pockets, no coins or bills. I started running, but it's all uphill. I'm all about the way you. I said, hold up, baby, I ain't over you. Well, dial me up on 911 and I'm about ready to come undone. Maybe I ain't always been so true, but I ain't over you. She cast a spell, made me a mojo when they rang the bell. Now I'm 100% of you.
I said, hold up, baby, I ain't over you.
Going, just going, gone. Designated, as far as Cat is concerned, as country and folk. But I can hear blues in there, and that's a track from the album called Hole Up Baby. Bob Margolin has a new album out, been out about a month now, I think, and we've already featured one track from it. Here is another. It's called Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Margolin, the album is called Bob Margolin, and there is a track called Dallas, the meanest town I know. I don't think so. I've been to Dallas a couple of times, and the only threat that I felt was on the first time when the taxi driver was, he'd been in the States about a week, and been driving taxis for about 2 days, and had no idea where we were going from the airport. And after, I only had a few dollars on me for paying the taxi fare. And after, I was going up and up and up and up. And I'd been to Dallas, I think, once before. And I said, this is the wrong way. And he spoke to me in a language I'd never heard before or since and kept on going. Scary time. Well, it wasn't scary, let's face it. Okay, that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. Thanks for giving me an hour of your valuable time. I notice again that had some lovely emails and messages this week, but I also noticed that the download figures are up as well, which is amazing because, as I say on a regular basis, there are so many excellent blues shows out there which, you know, could be tempting you away, but you aren't coming in, which is lovely. Email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk, and the website is ravenblues.co.uk. Links to all the old shows going back to 2005, many of the live sessions, nearly all the live sessions are up there as well, and everything else you need to know. You'll notice, if you're a regular to the website, that the donations button has gone. It's been gone for about 2 months now, I guess it is. And yet people are still making donations. I don't know how you're doing it, from memory possibly, or going back to an old... No, can't be. From memory possibly. But anyway, thank you so much. Donations have been coming in, but really, you don't have to. We've stopped taking donations. But nevertheless, we're going to finish with an album which has just been released this week. It's on Roof Records. It's by Mike Zito, who at present is on tour with Europe with the Blues Caravan 2018. The new album is called Blue Room, and a track from it we're going to close with is this one called Gravy Jam. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you, with you, and you'll be my guest in some 7 days' time. Bye-bye.